Hi, and welcome to this introduction of the Code Jumper kit. And in this introduction, I'm going to give you a physical description of the Code Jumper kit. And then we'll go through inserting the batteries into the Code Jumper hub, which we'll get onto in a tick. And then also setting up the Windows Code Jumper app on my Surface Pro here, because you will need a Windows machine to run the Code Jumper app on. And then I'm going to show you a little trick on how you can do something with the sound to make it a lot louder, particularly when you're presenting versus just one-on-one using the Code Jumper kit between the hub and the Windows PC. So let me first of all give you a really quick description of what the Code Jumper kit is. It's simply a physical way of teaching somebody pretty much block coding from using little tiny devices called pods, some plug-in plugs called variables and constants, and a cable or two, and then the hub that brings it all together, then Bluetooths on to your PC. So what you get is this lovely plastic hard case, and weight-wise, the whole case weighs, with the stuff inside it, of course, weighs around about 2.5 kilos. And if I was to measure the case with my talking tape measure here, the size of the case is about 44 centimeters wide, 33 centimeters deep from front to back, and then height is around about 14 centimeters. So it really does feel like a hard plastic briefcase. And then I've got it just sitting upright at the moment, so it's longwise on the table here. And you've got a nice little carry handle in the middle. And of course, this is all hard plastic, right? So on each side of that handle, of course, you have two plastic clips that you'd find on good old fashioned suitcases. So if I flick them up, oh, that's on the right hand side. Makes quite a loud noise, isn't it? Pretty coming from my headset. I'll do the other one now. This is the left hand side. Oh, goodness me. So I'm going to lay the case down on the table. All right, so of course it hinges back like a normal suitcase or case or briefcase, and it goes right back onto the table. Of course, because there's a hinge in the middle, but there's no sort of little thing to, no hinge to stop it just going halfway up, it lies right back. And then you have basically a foam insert top and bottom, so the bottom part of the case and the top part of the case that I just took up and back. And of course, that's molded to support all the different parts that make up the Code Jumper kit. If you can imagine now that I've got the case open, and if I start from the back and come forward, we've got foam inserts going from left to right. So if I start in the back edge, I've got some paper, and it's also got some Braille Getting Started Guide, which basically really tells you to go to the codejumper.com website to find the Getting Started Guide, curriculum documentation, all that sort of stuff. So I'm going to put that aside for the moment. Under that paper, if I pull out from the insert, I have the actual Code Jumper hub itself. And this is the thing that all the plugs, cables, and pods, which are the little things that allow you to actually do your coding, plugs into via cables. So in your hand, it really does feel like a bit of a CD player, but this is the only part of the Code Jumper kit that has batteries in it. So you have to insert the batteries, and I'll get on to putting the batteries in a minute. So I'm going to pop that back in the insert for the moment. There it goes. All right, so that's the Code Jumper hub. Now, if I come to the right of that rectangular insert, I find I've got two rows of three inserts each, and they are the six play pods, which of course are used for playing sounds. So if I go from left to right, I've got, and these aren't numbered as such, but I'm going to number them in my mind. So I've got play pods, 1, 2, 3 on one row, next row coming forward, 4, 5, 6. And then if I stay on the right-hand side and come forward one more in my pretend grid here, I've got an insert, which is the seventh play pod. If I come to the left, I've got another insert, which holds the eighth play pod. And then to the left of that, going from left to right to the rest of that row, which ends up being in front of the insert for the Code Jumper hub as well, I've actually got three pause pods, which actually sound what they are. They actually pause the code in between your play pods, etc. All right, if I come forward again, and I'm going to go from right to left again, we have two loop pods, which again is used for, as it says, looping the code. And then we have one selection pod, and then I have what's called a merge pod. So I'll get into these later on, but just very quickly, the play pods have two knobs on top with a cable at one end and a port at the other. The pause pods have one knob on top and again a cable and a port at each end. And then the loop pods have one knob on top, and on the left hand side they have a short cable, and below that they have a long cable. And on the right hand side, the bottom right hand edge has another port, and the top right hand edge, and this will make sense when you feel it, has another port. The selection pod, which is my favorite one, it has two dials in it. One's actually got a three spoke dial. If I turn it, there it is. And the other one has a two spoke dial. And by the way, all the knobs on the pods make really cool clicking sounds when you actually turn them on. So that's the selection pod. And then the merge pod, as the name suggests, it actually merges back into one. So on one edge, I've got two cables coming out, and on the other side, I've got one port. And then finally, what you've got in the case, and this is the top left-hand corner insert inside the case, we have a plastic bag. In that plastic bag, you have an extension cable, because remember, this is all about block coding or coding. So you pretty much want your pods, when you're coding line by line in a straight line, or when you're creating a loop, you might want to use the extension cable, particularly when you're doing a nested loop, and that's a loop with inside a loop. Now, what you also get in that plastic bag are eight constant plugs that you can plug into the pods, because the pods actually have a connector port in top of the knob itself that you can plug these plugs into. So first of all, I've got eight constant plugs, and they are marked by tactile dots from 1 to 8, and they're not in braille. These feel like very much you'd find dots on a dice, except we've got 8 of them rather than 6. And by the way, these plugs, they're round on top with a 3.5mm type jack on the bottom, but what they've also got is two flat sides on either side of the round plug itself, so you can put your two fingers, I've got my index finger and thumb on them, so I can then push down or pull out the plugs into the pods, which come quite handy. All right, so they're the eight tactile marked constant plugs. And then we've got some other variable type plugs. Now these are print symbol. So I've got a minus symbol, and then again, these are all tactile, remember? Minus symbol, a plus symbol. My really cool one, which is an infinity symbol, which will basically keep playing the code infinitum until you stop it. And for people that haven't felt an infinity symbol, it's a helix. Or to me, it reminds me of the number 8, okay, if that actually means anything to you from a print point of view. And then the last symbol is a R, and that's the random variable. So that's those four. And then finally, we have three plugs that allow me to plug in the constant plugs that again can be used for later on in the code, because these are the only plugs that I can plug in another plug on top of, whereas the other ones are all marked with the tactile markers from 1 to 8. And then the plus, minus, infinity, and the random plugs. So these are the only ones that I can plug each one into, right? So that's a description of the case layout, and a bit about the pods. Now let's insert the batteries into the hub. It's going to grab the hub out, and I'm just going to push all these plugs back on the table here. Get them out of the way. All right. Now, to orientate you to the basic orientation to the CodeJumper hub, so you can find out where the battery compartment is, if I hold the hub so that I can feel a thumb wheel on the top, and I've got two buttons down the bottom, this is on the top face of it, and then in between those buttons and the thumb wheel at the top, I've got a speaker grill, all right? And the left-hand button is a small round circle with a square cut out in the middle. And the right-hand button is a bigger round circle with a triangle cut out in the middle. So that's the orientation that I'm currently holding the hub into. And if I turn it upside down in the same orientation, so now I've got it upside down, the thumb wheel is still at the back and the button's still at the front, and I put it on the table. And if I come to the middle and I come to the left between the two left-hand diagonal feet, I have got a nice little locking screw that you'll need a Phillips screwdriver to unscrew it out. So I'm going to grab my screwdriver here and unscrew it. And as I'm facing this, I'm doing the screw anti-clockwise, because remember the old adage, lefty-loosey, righty-tighty. All right, that screws out. Now, the actual clip that you can open up the battery compartment is towards the back, and it's an indented section where you can stick your finger in, pull the little plastic lever back, and pull it out. Now, I can't do that with my fingernail or my thumb, so what I've got here as well is a flat blade screwdriver that I'm just going to use to pull back on that little plastic clip a little bit, and then pull it up. There we go. Now, the batteries, from a tactile point of view, I normally do this because if I start talking about plus and minus, people get very confused. So as with four AA batteries, you've got a pointy bit at one end and you've got a flat bit at the other end. So this is how I'm going to insert it, with flat and point. All right. So going from the furthest slot away from me, then coming back towards me. The furthest slot away from me is closest to where I said the clip was to pull the battery compartment up and out. So the flat side goes to the right. So I'm going to put the pointy bit towards the left, putting it in there, and I'm going to push down the flat side on the right. Okay, that's number one. Next battery. The pointy bit is going to go to the right, and the flat is going to go to the left. So I'm putting the point in first on the right, and then pushing down the flat side on the left. That's in. Third battery, flat side is going to be on the right, and the pointy bit's going to go on the left. So I'm putting the pointy bit in first, on the left, and then push it down on the right hand side of the flat bit. Okay, and then finally, to complete our battery insertion, I'm going to put the pointy bit in on the right hand side, the flat bit's on the left, pushing it down, and now it's in. Okay, now one thing you'll notice when you do put the batteries in, I think they're almost impossible to get out with your fingers. So again, I've got my trusty flat blade screwdriver here, and if I put it just on one end of one of the batteries, I can just prise it up very gently. So that's number one, number two, number three, and number four. Okay, so very easy to pull up with a flat blade screwdriver. So if I look at the right hand edge that I've just pulled up, all I've got on the right hand side, I've got flat, pointy, flat, pointy. Okay, so that's the battery configuration. So I'm going to put them all back in again. That's one, two, three, and four. So I'm going to put the cover back on the battery compartment. First of all, I'm going to do is line up the locking screw with that hole on the left-hand side, and then insert the back edge of the battery cover. It's got two little extenders at the back to clip underneath the cover, and then push down on the front so it clips back in, and then grab my Phillips screwdriver and just screw righty-tighty, which is clockwise, screw down, and that's in. All right, so that's the CodeJumper hub set up with the batteries inserted. I turn it over again, and again, I've got the thermal at the back and the two buttons at the front. So I'm going to leave that off for the moment because I have to now download the CodeJumper app, and then we need to Bluetooth connect the hub to my Surface Pro here. So let me wake up my Surface Pro.
Locking window, pane. Windows, sign in window, pin, edit.
Okay, and type in my pin code.
Hidden. Taskbar thing.
Now you're going to hear my keyboard's a little bit noisy because I've got a very old-fashioned mechanical keyboard that I bought this year that reminds me of using an old typewriter. The only problem is when I'm typing, it actually sounds a little bit loud, so pardon the sound of the keyboard for the moment. All right, so I'm going to hit my Windows key.
Start window, search box.
And type in store.
STORE. Microsoft Store, app 1 of 5.
Which is where we want to go, so I hit enter.
Microsoft Store window, spotlight.
Best selling games. Download now.
Button. Best selling. See more. View download. User profile. Search button.
Okay, let me hit enter on search.
Search. Edit.
I'm going to type in code jumper.
CODE space code. APER. Suggestions.
Okay, and I'm going to hit enter.
Search button. App bar button. Results updated. Departments filter. All departments selected. Combo box. Collapsed. Collapsed. 1 of 2.
And let me press tab.
Available on filter PC. Show all apps. Code jumper. 1 of 2.
That's the one. That's CodeJumper. I'm going to press enter on it.
Back button. Button. Loading Microsoft Store. Space. Pane. Content updated.
Okay, I'm pressing tab again.
Show more. Published by
American Printing House for the Blind.
Button.
That's the one. American Printing House for the Blind. So if I do a shift tab.
Show more. Button. Install. Button.
I'm going to install it by pressing enter.
Install enabled. Download now. Button.
And there's the download now button. I'm pressing enter again.
Get code jumper, Microsoft Store. Pause installation button.
And now we're just waiting.
Launch button.
It's finished downloading, so I'm going to press enter to launch it.
Code jumper window, code jumper logo button.
Okay, so let's open the Code Jumper app. Now, at the moment, it's actually not going to do anything because I haven't actually connected the Code Jumper hub itself yet. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to turn on the Code Jumper. I'm coming to the top middle edge of the Code Jumper hub, and it's a tactile thumb wheel. Turn it to the left so it clicks. Okay, and I'm going to keep turning to the left so it's full volume, and it'll stop. Cool. All right, so let me press my Windows key.
Start window, search,
and
box,
it's a Bluetooth device. I'm going to type in Bluetooth, or just blue actually.
B-L-U-E. Bluetooth and other devices settings.
That's system the one. Settings, Bluetooth and other devices. I'm going to press enter.
Settings window. Settings, add Bluetooth or other device button.
Okay, add Bluetooth or other device. I'm going to press enter.
Add a device window, device connection experience, Bluetooth, button, mice, keyboards, pens or audio and other kinds of Bluetooth devices. Add a device. Choose the kind of device that you want to add.
Okay, so I'm going to press down arrow.
Pair device. Allow button.
If I go back to the left with the screen reader.
Your device would like to pair.
Your device would like to pair to this device.
Allow button.
Allow button. So I'm going to press space bar.
Cancel button. Close button.
I'm going to read this dialog box. And that click you heard, that's Code Jumper connecting. All right, so it's now connected. So if I now press tab.
Connection succeeded.
Okay, it said connection succeeded, which now means that I've also got my screen reader coming through the Code Jumper hub, and it's very, very quiet. I'm going to activate the close button. Now, at this point, you can either leave the screen reader going through the Code Jumper hub if you want. You don't have to change it back to the PC. But for this demo, and also maybe for presentations, you might want to have the sound going back through the PC sound card, or i.e. my Surface Pro here, rather than the Code Jumper hub. Or with this particular screen reader I'm using, which is actually Narrator, I can actually tell Narrator and other screen readers to use the sound card and have the hub doing all its stuff that it's going to talk in a minute. So I'm going to change the sound of my PC back from the Code Jumper hub back to the PC. So I'm going to hit my Windows key.
Start window, search box.
And I'm going to type in sound.
Sound mixer options, system settings, 1 of 3.
Sound mixer options, I'm going to hit enter.
Settings window, adjust the master output volume, slider, output, headphones, Code Jumper 67757138 stereo, combo box, collapsed.
Okay, now that's what I was talking about. So at the moment, it's assuming from an audio point of view that I'm using Bluetooth headphones, which is the Code Jumper hub. So that's why all sounds going out through the Code Jumper hub itself. So if I press my spacebar.
Headphones, Code Jumper 67757138 stereo, 3 of 3, selected.
Okay, so it's 3 of 3, and I press my up arrow.
Speakers, Realtek High Definition Audio, SST,
2 of 3. Okay, that's speakers, up again.
Headphones, Realtek High Definition Audio, SST.
And that's my headphones, in this case, and that's also where I've currently got the mixer plugged in. So if I press spacebar.
Space, output, headphones, Realtek High Definition Audio,
okay, now SST, I'm actually back to collapsed. The sound going through my PC, i.e. the Surface Pro, but this time it's just coming through my mixer. So that's all done, so I can close that down now with Alt F4.
Code Jumper window, Code Jumper logo.
Now back to Code button. Jumper. So I press my tab key.
Bluetooth connected button.
It says Bluetooth connected. If I press tab again.
Manage custom sounds button.
Manage custom sounds.
About the app button.
About the app, etc., etc. Cool. Now let's just see if it's working. So I'm going to come to the Code Jumper hub here on the table. And I said there was 2 buttons, one on the left and one on the right at the front face of the Code Jumper hub itself. The left button is basically a stop button, and the right button is the play button. So the left one on the left-hand side, it's a square, is stop. The one on the right-hand side is a play. So if I press play at the moment.
No code to play.
Okay, no code to play. And I'm going to come to my volume.
Turn the volume down.
Cool. So once I've got it now set up, what I can simply do now is I'm going to close the app. And that's a bit quiet, but that's okay for the moment. So I've closed the app. I'm going to turn the hub off. Okay, so now it's off. So now if I turn the hub back on again. Okay, so it's on. And then I run the Code Jumper app. So I press my Windows key.
Search window.
So I'm going to type in Code Jumper.
C-O-D-E.
Okay, Code Jumper app. I'm going to hit enter.
Code Jumper window. Code Jumper logo.
No code to play.
Okay, it's connected straight away. So, okay, which is really nice. It's remembered the fact that I've been using this with my headset, so it hasn't reverted back. If I press the play button hub.
No code to play.
no code to play, we're ready to go. So if I just grab one of my play pods and on the front of the actual code jumper hub, you've got four ports going from left to right. So there's a port on the left hand side, that's port one, and then coming towards the front of it on the left hand corner, you've got port two, then coming around the front of it onto the right hand corner, if you like, you've got port number three, and on the right hand side you've got port number four. Okay, and these are basically like 3.5 mil headphone jack ports. So if I come back to my PC and I press tab on my keyboard,
Bluetooth connected button.
Okay, so that's a bit soft at the moment, let me just turn my volume back up again.
Volume level 100.
I'm just going to press shift tab.
Code jumper logo.
So code jumper logo, and so tab.
Bluetooth connected button.
Bluetooth connected.
Manage custom sounds button.
Manage custom sounds, because you can actually have different sound sets to do with the play pods. I'm not going to worry about that in this introduction setup demo. Pressing tab again.
About the app button.
That's about the app, which is about the app.
Play code button.
We've got a play code button. Now I can either use that or I can press the play button on the hub, because the thing about when you start off with the code jumper kit itself, i.e. in the hub, that you can completely use the hub and the pods, etc., without even having to touch the PC. The PC is really more for people that either the teacher wants to look at the screen and see what the code's happening on the screen, or what the person may be using it who's vision impaired or blind and wants to use a screen reader or a braille display. So I'm going to press tab again.
Read code button.
So we can read the code. And again, if I wanted to read it with the code jumper hub, I could press play and stop together.
Stop code button.
That's the stop code button. I could press the stop code button on the hub itself.
Thread one, twinkle, twinkle.
Okay, so we've now got four threads which go on of each of those ports at the front. So thread one is port one, then two, three, and thread four. The fourth port will be on the right-hand side. So that's thread one, which is twinkle, twinkle. Once you hear the thread, then you start using your arrow key. So I'm on thread one at the moment. If I press my right arrow.
Thread two, percussion.
That's thread two, which is percussion. If I press right arrow again.
Thread three, cowboy country.
That's thread three, cowboy country. Press my right arrow again.
Thread four, animals.
And that's thread four, animals. All right. And so if I press my left arrow.
Thread three, thread two, percussion.
So I'm going to plug in the play pod into port number two, or thread two. Pressing down.
Play hi-hat one for one times speed.
Play hi-hat one for one times speed. Pressing down again.
End thread.
And then end thread. Pressing down again.
Thread three, cowboy country.
Well, now take me onto thread three, which I don't want to go to. So I'm going to press up arrow.
Thread two.
Let me go back to the top of this thread.
Play hi-hat one, thread two, percussion.
And if I press my tab key.
Percussion button.
It's percussion button, because to the right of each of these threads is a button where I can change the sounds for this particular thread. All right, if I come back to the hub, now this is where I said you can completely use the code jumper hub without even having to touch the PC. So I'm actually going to completely turn off my screen reader.
Exiting narrator.
I'm going to play my code now by just using the hub. So I'm going to press my play button. Okay, so that played our code, which was the symbol. And if I turn the duration knob. Okay, and play it again. Okay, now I want to read the code. So I'm going to press the stop and the play button together on the hub itself.
Thread two percussion.
Whoops, play. I'm going to press stop it, because I'm going to turn my volume down. It's a bit loud, isn't it? Okay, let's try that.
Thread two percussion. Play hi-hat one for 0.5 times speed. End thread.
So I've obviously changed it to very slow, so I'm going to rotate once. Okay, and that will be my code again, so play and stop together.
Thread two percussion. Play hi-hat one for one times speed.
Beautiful. All right. It's going to grab a second play pod here, and I'm going to come to the back of the current play pod, which is plugged into the hub. And on the back of it, there's a port. I'm going to plug in the second play pod, and we get a nice click. All right. So let me see what sound is currently on the second play pod. So I'm going to turn the donut flat knob. That sounds like a drum. Okay, now if I wanted to find out what these were, again, I could actually use my screen, but if I just read the code, I was going to do stop and play together.
Thread two percussion. Play hi-hat one for one times speed. Play gem drum for 1.5 times speed.
Okay, so play N-thread. Gem drum for 1.5 times speed. That was the second play pod. And then end thread, of course. I'm going to turn the duration knob on the second play pod, or the beat knob, which is the tall one, back to the left. To back it to normal speed, I think. So let me just double check that. So stop and play together.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for 1 times speed. Play gem drum for 1 times speed.
That's better.
In thread.
Okay, so that was the gem drum. Let me just rotate again with the sound knob, which is the flat donut shaped button. Let's see what else we've got. Ooh, that sounds pretty good. Let's press play and stop together on the hub and see what that one is.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for pod. 1 times speed. Play hi-hat 2 for 1 times speed.
Oh, that was hi-hat 2.
In thread.
Let's play the whole code by pressing just play by itself without reading the code this time. So pressing play. Ah, all right. Let's turn the duration knob on the second pod, the tall one. Oh, I like that sound. Pressing play button on the hub. Oh, I like that one. All right, well, let's read our code. We've stop and play together.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for 1 times speed. Play hi-hat 2 for 0.5 times speed.
And of course, I had that going slow at 0.5. That's what it sounded like. So cool with the boom type sound. All right, actually, let's play the other one sound on the second play pod. I'm going to do the drum one. It's going to turn the sound knob on the second play pod. Ooh, I like that one. Let me just read back the code just to check what it is. So stop and play together.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for 1 times speed. Pod. Play gem drum for 0.5 times speed.
The gem drum, but 0.5 times. That sounds cool. All right, let's play our code. So I'm going to press the play button. Oh, I like it. Play button again. That's very cool. If I take this pod out, the second one out, so if I now play it, just pressing the play button by itself, that's all I get. Play button again. Because I've only got one line in my code now. So remember, every time you plug in a pod, you're literally writing on the screen one line of code. All right, now the reason why I took that second play pod out, because I can't resist, I'm actually going to grab out of the kit here, the pause pod. I'm going to plug in the pause pod into the back of the first pod. Okay, I've got a click. Let me just play the code, because in programming it's always good to check one line at a time. We know the first line's right with play hi-hat one, and now what I'm going to see what the pause is currently set to. So I'm going to press stop and play on the hub itself.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for 1 times speed.
That's line 1, pod 1.
Pause for a half a beat.
That's pause for half a beat, and that was the second pod. And I've only got one knob on the pause pod, which just happens to be a tall knob, exactly the same as the duration knob on the play pod. All right, so I'm going to turn it once.
One beat.
So that's actually reading out what it is now. So one beat.
Two beats.
Two beats. I'm going to leave it on two beats. So let's check our code again by pressing stop and play.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for 1 times speed.
That's pod 1.
Pause for 2 beats.
That's pause for 2 beats.
End thread.
And then end thread. Okay, so that's 2 lines of code, 2 pods. And now I'm going to plug in the third pod. Okay, let's read our code again. We'll stop and play on the hub.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for 1 times speed. Pause for 2 beats.
Mm-hmm.
Play gem drum for 0.5 times speed.
Okay, so
in thread.
Our 3 lines of code, i.e. 3 pods. Line 1 is play hi-hat 1. Line 2 is pause, in this case for 2 beats. And then we play the gem drum, again at a specific speed. Let's press play on the hub. Nice, beautiful big pause there in the middle. All right, let's change the parameter of the pause pod to one beat.
One beat.
Okay, so one beat. Let's read our code again. We'll stop and play together.
Thread 2 percussion. Play hi-hat 1 for 1 times speed. Pause for one beat.
To pause for one beat.
Play gem drum for 0.5 times speed.
And play gem drum.
All right, thread.
Let's play our code by pressing the play button on the hub. There we go. and take the third pod out, which is the play pod, take the second pod out, and take the pod out of the hub. I'm going to turn my screw meter back on my Surface Pro.
Code jumper window, thread 2, percussion.
And I'm going to close it with Alt+F4.
F Microsoft Store.
Okay, and I'm going to turn my code jumper hub off by rotating the thumb dial back to the right so it clicks. And there we go. So let me put these things back in their case. That's my pause pod, my play pod, and my second play pod I was using. I'm going to grab my bag, get all my lovely little plugs, pop them back in, hold it up neatly, put it back in the case, and then grab the hub itself, make sure it's off. Yep, it's off still. Pop that back in its little rectangular foam slot, of course, in the case. Grab the documentation, put that back over the top of the hub area. And grab the back of the lid, up and forward. Now, I always say to people, when you're closing this case, make sure you don't have any of the leads popping out the edges of the case, which, of course, are connected to the pods. Otherwise, you might eventually damage them, of course, and not be able to shut the case properly. All right, so case is closed. It's still flat on the table. I'm going to clip the right-hand side clip back onto the case and the left-hand side and pick it up. And I am ready to go again. That completes this demo of the Code Jumper kit. Hope you've enjoyed the demo. I will get into a lot more detail in further episodes to do with Code Jumper and what you can do with it. That's more fun in the future. But for now, thanks for listening and bye for now.